As part of its transition to electric arc furnace production, Algoma Steel has decided to close two lines in its plate and strip complex. "We have made the decision to indefinitely idle the 106-inch mill and the number one temper mill line," Laura Devoni, the company's director of human resources and corporate affairs, told Sue Today on Friday evening. "Algoma Steel must adapt to the ever-changing steel market, and we are focusing our operational and business efforts on producing and selling plate as part of our plate growth strategy, enabled by our recently modernized plate mill," Devoni said. "We will not discuss specifics regarding employee movements, however details were provided to all employees impacted in accordance with our collective bargaining agreements." Neither Devoni nor Steelworkers Local 2251 President Mike Dupratt would provide a date for the planned closures. "I can't give you the exact date because it's in flux, but that they're talking about the number one line and the 106 line," Dupratt told us. The steelmaker's 106-inch, 269-centimeter, 6-stand, hot-strip mill rolls low-carbon steel slabs into widths up to 96 inches, 244 centimeters. As the reader submitted 1960s advertisement shown below indicates, Algoma promoted it as one of the widest mills of its kind in North America. "I don't want to commit to a day because I don't know the exact date," Dupratt said, nonetheless confirming that the closures are believed to be imminent. The union boss said he has issues with the way Algoma Steel is handling the shutdowns. "The conflict is with the method that they're regressing. There's pool jobs that are designed to place people into just this type of situation. The company is claiming that they're not scheduling those jobs. So that's the source of the conflict." Dupratt said he's unaware of any of his local members being served with layoff notices, but that wouldn't happen unless workers were leaving the company, not being transferred to other lines as the collective agreement requires.